Emily Climbs by Lucy Maud Montgomery. Chapter 1. Writing Herself Out. Emily Bird Starr was alone in her room in the old New Moon farmhouse at Blairwater, one stormy night in a February of the olden years, before the world turned upside down. She was at that moment as perfectly happy as any human being is ever permitted to be. Aunt Elizabeth, in consideration of the coldness of the night, had allowed her to have a fire in her little fireplace, a rare favor. It was burning brightly and showering a red golden light over the small, immaculate room, with its old-time furniture and deep-set, wide-silled windows, to whose frosted, blue-white panes the snowflakes clung in little wreaths. It lent depth and mystery and allure to the mirror on the wall, which reflected Emily as she sat coiled on the ottoman before the fire, writing by the light of two tall white candles, which were the only approved means of illumination at New Moon, in a brand new glossy black Jimmy book, which Cousin Jimmy had given her that day. Emily had been very glad to get it, for she had filled the one he had given her the preceding autumn, and for over a week she had suffered acute pangs of suppression, because she could not write in a non-existent diary. Her diary had become a dominant factor in her young, vivid life. It had taken the place of certain letters she had written in her childhood to her dead father, in which she had been wont to write out her problems and worries. For even in the magic years when one is almost 14, one has problems and worries, especially when one is under the strict and well-meant but not over-tender governance of an Aunt Elizabeth Murray. Sometimes Emily felt that if it were not for her diary, she would have flown into little bits by reason of consuming her own smoke. The fat black Jimmy book seemed to her like a personal friend and a safe confidant for certain matters which burned for expression, and yet were too combustible to be trusted to the ears of any living being. Now, blank books of any sort were not easy to come by at New Moon, and if it had not been for Cousin Jimmy, Emily might never have had one. Certainly Aunt Elizabeth would not give her one. Aunt Elizabeth thought Emily wasted far too much time over her scribbling nonsense as it was, and Aunt Laura did not dare to go contrary to Aunt Elizabeth in this, more by token that Laura herself really thought Emily might be better employed. Aunt Laura was a jewel of a woman, but certain things were holden from her eyes. Now, Cousin Jimmy was never in the least frightened of Aunt Elizabeth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?